Venezuela's most persistent lightning storm keeps going and going and... As posted on Dogo News, written by Mira Delacia. The most exciting storms are ones accompanied by flashes of lightning. Unfortunately, those are rare, unless you are in the vicinity of the Catatumbo River in northwestern Venezuela, home to the spectacular everlasting Rib Abá, or River of Fire, lightning storms. Here, nature's grandest sound and light show is referred to as Relampago del Catatumbo, the everlasting storm, because it is staged about 160 nights a year for as long as 10 hours at a time. And unlike other measly lightning storms that generate maybe one or two flashes, this one sizzles with as many as 280 an hour, or a whopping 1.2 million lightning strikes a year, the highest in the world. Not only that, each one of them discharges with an intensity of between 100,000 to 400,000 amps, or enough to power every light bulb in South America. Not surprisingly, they are visible for almost 250 miles, which is why fishermen and sailors often use the Beacon of Maracaibo to guide them across the waters during dark nights. What's even more amazing is that the lightning has been occurring above the same spot in the marshland where the Catatumbo River meets Lake Maracaibo, one of only 17 ancient lakes in the world, for thousands of years. The best part is that the show is different every night. That's because the color of the lightning varies, depending on the amount of moisture in the atmosphere. On dry nights, the lightning appears white because there is no droplet of water to act as prism. Conversely, when the air is laden with moisture, it helps split up the bright light into spectacular red, orange, and even purple colors. Funnily enough, though this phenomenon has been going on for centuries, scientists have still not been able to figure out the reason. Some speculate that the storms are a result of the interaction of the area's unusual topography, wind, and heat. Lake Maracaibo is sheltered by the high Andes Mountains on three sides. This causes powerful, low-level warm winds from the Caribbean Sea to rush in from the one open area. When this hot, moist air meets the cold air from the Andes, it condenses, resulting in thunderstorms. Others, however, believe that the storms are caused from the methane released by the marshes in the area. The locals simply maintain that this natural phenomenon is the spirit of Catatumbo that lights up the night sky. Another mystery that boggles the scientific community and locals alike is why the thunderstorms sometimes disappear for long periods of time. In 2010, the skies over the area did not light up for almost 6 weeks, the longest disappearance in 104 years. Again, there are many theories. Some attribute it to a shift from El Niño to La Niña, cooler than normal water temperatures, in the Pacific Ocean. Others believe that it was caused by climate change. The good news is that the storms came back and have not left for that long a period since. Now, if only someone could figure out how to harness all the free energy that is being released each night.